Feedback. Never alone. I really like the article, A Reason to Smile, in the November 1996 issue. This story really hit home for me because I have been making minor problems seem like gigantic ones. It gave me a reason to smile, and I realized that as long as I have the church and the Savior, I will never be alone. I have become more grateful for things that I have. The new era has become a great source of comfort for me. Alicia Woolsey, Cedar City, Utah. Eyes were opened. I would really like to thank you for the November 1996 new era. All the stories were about happiness, and I really needed this. I didn't have a very good year in school last year, and I always seemed to look at things negatively. The story, A Reason to Smile, made me open my eyes toward the positive things in life. Lorena Ward, Rock Hill, South Carolina. Gigantic Steps. I would like to thank you with all of my heart for the beautiful article entitled In Any Language, May 1996. In spite of the distance, I felt as though I were on board a ship, listening with a lump in my throat to the sacrament prayers and to the congregation as it sang the hymns. I could not keep myself from weeping. I realized with astonishment and joy what gigantic steps are being made in God's work. Manuel Rivas Ramirez, Mexico City, Mexico. Part of her progression. I am so thankful for the magazines that we have in the church. The new era has helped me a lot to be a better person and a missionary. It sharpens my soul, enlightens my mind, and broadens my understanding about doctrine. I know the magazine is a great help not only for me, but for members throughout the world. The new era will always be a part of my progression. Thanks. Sister Lilybeth G. Melchor, Philippines Baguio Mission. Remembered a question and answer. A little while ago, I met a guy I'd seen around school. We talked and got to know each other, and even though I'm only 14, we were soon going together, as our school calls it. The reason I decided to go out with him was because a lot of my friends were going with someone and seemed to be having a lot of fun. Besides, he was a few days from turning 16, and he was LDS too. Soon after, I remembered a question and answer in the new era, May 1996, about dating and pairing off before you're 16. I tried to rationalize it, but I couldn't, and the thought persisted. The article helped me end the relationship the very next day. Name withheld, Salt Lake City, Utah. Do the right. I really love the article about Jake Bryan in the November 1996 issue. When I read the new era, I try to find articles that really impress me to do the right thing. That article, One Dropped Pass, did that for me. Thank you very much for putting in articles that everyone can relate to. Keep up the good work. Elder Chad Libert, New Zealand, Auckland Mission. End of feedback.